You're listening to SBS News.
It doesn't sound like much, but for residents in southwest Africa, this is the sound of hope. Food supplies are offloading as international aid starts trickling in, easing the humanitarian crisis created by Cyclone Idai. Meanwhile, potentially hundreds of residents are still stranded, some clinging to mountainsides and roofs, waiting rescue. Aid agencies and several governments are already stepping up their deployments, with helicopters in short supply for the hundreds of thousands of people who are now displaced. Battling the swamped landscape to reach survivors has been the main barrier. Aviation officer Hugo de Plessis from the World Food Programme has made it to Jurangara.
So today we had our first Lunas flight and we managed to go to Garangara and we also went to Kaya, brought back some foodstuff from Kaya back to Beira, and we are planning another rotation now back to Garangara to deliver some more foodstuffs to the people that are stranded out there.
But outside a cereal warehouse in the devastated town of Beira, hundreds of displaced Mozambicans are protesting, chanting hunger and we want food, which they were promised by a local businessman. In Zimbabwe, the most severely affected area is the Chimani Mani district, where most of the deaths have occurred. Defence Minister Opa Machingari says more than 120 Zimbabwean bodies have been found in Mozambique.
Most of the bodies were washed away into Mozambique, and because they were in a really bad state, and we understand that culturally they could not keep these bodies without really us collecting them into Zimbabwe, because there is no communication whatsoever, there are no passages in those areas, so they ended up burying them.
Dr. Temba Nyoni fears the disaster may leave permanent scars on the survivors' minds, long after their superficial ones have healed.
We may treat the wounds now, but there are a lot of mental health issues that will arise from this. I've heard some of the stories from the local people. Some of them, they've lost the whole family. Some have lost children.
Among the devastation, unbelievable tales of survival are emerging, like Anina Chimene's, but she's not celebrating.
My house caved in and I was stuck under a pile of rocks. My husband, who was sleeping next to me, was crushed to death. I used my hands to claw my way out of the rocks and crawled out of the house where neighbors found me and carried me to safety.
Medical staff on the ground across southwest Africa are stretched. Mark Smythe says the destroyed roads and bridges are leading to other medical emergencies.
We're also dealing with all types of medical emergencies, including labor, ladies who are in complicated labor, but due to the blocked roads, they're unable to be transferred to hospitals. So we've been collecting them and bringing them to Mutare.
The United Nations has allocated $20 million to ramp up emergency food, shelter, water and healthcare supplies to the hundreds of thousands impacted. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.